Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Hello. Can I get a signal check? Can I get a signal check? Can we hear me? Yo!
Don't you try to think ahead.
Oh, baby!
Tomorrow for tomorrow.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday, as they say.
Oh, yeah. I could give you facts and figures.
Ryan Davis, ooh, my gooba.
You plans and hopes. Even tell you where I'm going.
Yeah. Sean, I don't understand what's happening. Boy, isn't that the expression of the day? I don't understand what is happening. Let's get it together, folks. Folks.
You'd understand it less than I would.
Oh my God, the bass playing on this record right here. If you got your headphones on or your subwoofer, connect in on this bass playing, man. I want to know everything about this guy.
Where and when and who and how.
Oh my Lord. It's 10:30, as promised. Here I am back in the office for another episode of Office Hours, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Heidecker, your friend, live. Encouraging you to listen to the bass playing on the Jesus Christ Superstar original cast recording. Listen to this. He's walking it. He's walking it. That's what they say. How's everybody today? Everybody getting through their lives as safe as can be? It's been a tough one. Been a tough 48 hours here in America and the world. Folks, should I do a little Alex Jones to start the day? Should I do a little Alex Jones? What do you think? Do we want to hear that, or is it just too much? Is it too rough? Anybody? Anybody want to hear a little Alex today? See what he has to say about the situation going on? I feel like it.
Folks, I know a lot of people are going to be telling me what the deal is out there. They got their opinions, but we the folks, the reptilians have landed now, and they have exposed themselves. They have taken off the mask. They've been wearing the mask now for several years, and we've been seeing through the mask. Now, I know there is a precipice that by which we are standing on, and we are looking down into the canyon, folks. Well, we must remember that there are forces against us right now, and we must be vigilant against them.
Anyways, it's not quite there today. We'll see if we can warm up into it. Let's take a call and get things started here on Office Hours. Reed.
Yeah, anyways.
Hey, Reed.
We'll see.
Hey, man. I was just calling.
Mute the feed, my brother.
Yeah. I just called to ask you your opinion on Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada.
Hmm.
Yeah.
My wife has family there in Lethbridge. No kidding.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
Isn't she, isn't that strange? What a small world.
It's strange. Yeah, out of everywhere.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think my opinion is of him?
I don't know, man. I think it's like most people, probably. Kind of curious.
I guess there's some curiosity. Keep going.
Maybe a slight admiration. Maybe admiration is too strong of a word.
It is.
But, yeah. Like a slight interest in what he would do.
No.
No? Well, then tell me. What's your opinion?
He's a clown. He's dangerous.
Is he?
Possibly psychotic, possibly mentally ill. I'm wondering that maybe there's some kind of brain disorder, tumor, early onset Alzheimer's, megalomaniacal, and totally dangerous for my future, for my personal future, my friend's future, and the future of our republic, my children, and he must be stopped. Okay.
What about Hillary?
I don't have as strong as feelings. I don't have negative feelings.
Yeah. Okay.
Qualified, competent, not a saint. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Reed.
Thank you, man.
Adios. I'm Jordan's on the call. I am Jordan. Hello, Jordan.
Hello. How are you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, man.
No grunge and whatnot. I first of all just wanted to thank you for what you posted today. In light of the situation this weekend in Orlando, it was really awesome to see you actually post something about it. And
folks.
What was that?
I said, folks. No, sorry. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. You know, I didn't. I was processing it, and those were my thoughts this morning as I was processing it. And it's something I wrote down, and I kind of shared it privately with some friends. And then I thought, well, this isn't the worst kind of message to put out there. I think maybe if it's very depressing and sad and frustrating and confusing and. Not to sound like Donald Trump yesterday, who went on about how congrats and all that crap, which was disgusting. But, if it could add a little perspective or make you feel a little whatever, then I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, it's just cool to see you, to share your feelings like that. Cause, you know, I mean, you're a hero to us, even if, you know, I mean, you've been a hero of mine for over a decade now, and it's cool to see we're on the same page when it comes to to that kind of stuff.
Well, and that's good, because I realized sometimes, you know, you question whether or not you should bother putting anything out there and whether you should express your opinions or, and I am comforted by the fact that there are a few people out there who, you know, want to hear what I have to say. And so you sound like one of them, and God bless you. All the best. Thanks, Jordan.
God bless you. And, yeah, take care, man.
Continue to spread positivity.
You do the same, please.
I miss you already. And Jordan, you're welcome to call in any time. You have an open line to me.
I sure will. God bless you.
God
thank you so
bless
much.
Bless you. There is no God, but he shall bless me. Samantha. I see a man named Samantha. Is there a man named Samantha on the line? Hello? He's not there. We'll go to Gaspar. Gaspar!
Hey, how are you, Tim?
Good, how are you, friend? Where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, calls on hold. How'd that happen? We got a big problem here. Calls on hold. I don't know why that's happening. I'm not the one putting it on hold. Gaspar? I don't know. He went away. Sorry, folks. Brian Levy.
Yeah, Levy.
What's up, baby? What's up, baby?
Hi, Bobo.
Where are you calling from, bum?
Calling from Brooklyn, New York. The Big Apple.
Oh, the Brooklyn guys showed up, huh?
Get out of here.
Yeah, were you down by Gowanus?
Yeah, actually. Gowanus Canal.
All right, what do you got for me today?
Well, I got a question about Decker, actually.
Okay.
And
hey, let me plug something real quick. Decker season 3 is coming on Friday night, Friday at midnight. That doesn't mean it's it's technically Saturday at
whatever.
But you know what I mean. It's like Friday night, you go, Friday night, I wrecked your party. Saturday, I said, I'm sorry. But Friday afternoon, you're going to be coming home from work. You probably go out for dinner. You bring home some pizza pie. And you have a good time. And at the end of the day, the end of the night, you're like, listen, I just want to chill. And I want to watch something that's going to make me laugh. It's going to tickle my brain. And you put on the Adult Swim, let's say at 11:30 or whatever it is, warm that tube up. And at midnight, boom, clock strikes 12, Decker premiere comes on. And then you go, that was great. And I want to keep watching because Check It Out is right after that. What a half hour.
Oh, wait,
hour.
That premieres right after Decker?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's amazing. So happy.
I hope it makes everyone smile. But what's your question about Decker?
Well, my question is, and forgive me if you've answered this before, but your delivery is really, really funny on Decker. And I wondered what exactly is the technique to do the line reading the way you do it when you're being Decker?
It's a good question. I think, believe it or not, I'm not the best at memorizing lines. Like, you know, if you've seen me in other shows where I'm just sort of acting in somebody else's shows, you know, it is a struggle for me to remember all those words that people write down, you know? So.
Right.
I think one of the techniques I use is to not really, you know, we write the scripts and then we kind of don't look at them for a while. And then, then I go to the, you know, it's all about not preparing. It's all about like looking at the script once that morning and then just trying to forget it and then try to remember it again and see that struggle in my eyes and see that the thinking. You got to see the thinking, because the worst acting is when you see people and the gears are turning over slowly right in front of you. It's what we are striving for.
Right.
Well, sorry to break the fourth wall or whatever it is, but this also, this office hours is all about honesty.
Are you saying that Decker's fake?
Well, listen, baby, you know me, all right? You know me. We have to be honest on office hours. We cannot hide.
Of course.
We have to be each other. We have to be there for each other.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for the call and the question. Always appreciate it. Hey, look it. We got somebody named In Glendale. Hey, In Glendale.
Hey. How's it going?
Good, man. Did you change the name of your Skype for me?
Yes, I did.
That's sweet of you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hotlanta, Georgia.
Hey, baby, I'm going to be down there next week.
I know. I got you coming to the show, my man.
All right, brother. Terminal West.
Terminal West.
Is that on Tuesday?
Yes.
I think everybody listening or commenting here knows, you know, if they have the opportunity to see me and Neil Hamburger next week, that that exists.
I'm excited. You guys are my two top idols. Two top idols. I'm serious.
Thank you, brother. What can I help you with today?
You know, I don't know. I'm just sick of the manipulation that we're going through. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? What's the manipulation? Talk to me. Get it out.
All of this manipulation, we're being manipulated so hard. We and the stupid leaders of America, the stupid leaders, I mean, it's ridiculous and it's sad.
How are we being manipulated?
It's so sad. The media, we're getting misinformed. Everybody's misinformed. And like you said, nobody cares. It's honestly disgusting.
Well, I care. I think people care. I think people out there care.
Some people do. Some people do.
Yeah. What do you think the agenda is? Where's the disconnect? Why is there manipulation?
Well, I don't really know all of the details, but I mean, I just think we're hated. I think they don't like us.
Who's they?
The controllers, the deciders, if I may use a Bushian term. I'm talking about Obama, Bush, Clinton administration.
Wow.
They're pushing the same agenda.
The elites.
Sure. And the elites. And it's ridiculous. And you know what? We got to get out of it. We got to step up, as they say.
What's the answer, buddy?
The answer? You're the answer.
Me? I'm the answer.
Like you. And you know what? I was listening to a podcast that you were on with John Daly. And what a dope that guy is, right? I mean, he's such a loser.
I like him. He's a friend of mine. But go ahead.
I was listening there, and I felt like I was in on it. Wow. What a guy.
Listen, here's what I'm going to tell you.
That's all I got to say.
Here's what I can tell you, man. What do you do? How do you occupy yourself?
I work 12 hours a day in a factory melting plastic, making these robots that cut lawns for people. It's ridiculous.
Yikes. Well, you got to keep that lawn trim.
Yeah, got to keep it trimmed.
You ever hear that song by Bruce, Factory?
Nope. I only listen to your music.
Come on, man. You got to listen to Bruce. You got to listen to Factory right now. I'm going to put it on today. We're going to listen to it later on the show. But I think you got to be just, you know, all you can do in this life, this short time you have on earth, mm-hmm. is just be kind, creative, considerate, compassionate. Okay? That's all you're required to do. Forgiving.
I agree.
And spread that out. As they say in the great movie starring Haley Joel Osment, pay it forward, brother. Pay it forward.
Well, you know, Tim, you're spreading joy all the time. And
I don't want you to be so, everyone's so angry and frustrated. I don't want you to be angry today. I mean, you can be angry about what happened yesterday. That's fine. And you know, be angry about the state of the world or whatever. But don't be fearful. Don't believe that there's a big conspiracy out to make your life shit or the country's life shit. I think everybody's doing their best. There's some bad people out there. Let's all project positivity and live locally.
Yeah.
Support your business. Support local business. Take care of you have a family?
No family.
Get a family, man. Become a family man. How old are you?
I'll become a family man. I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. You got time. Go out there and get wasted on beers.
Yeah.
Get some weed in you, dude.
Yeah, weed and spirits and wines,
get
right?
Disconnected.
Yeah, I want to be so disassociated.
I'm putting on Factory for you, man.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you for doing this office hours.
I'm glad.
It's really great to connect with you and be able to to you one-on-one. Everybody is, you're an idol there.
Thank you, and I'll see you in Atlanta, and have yourself a good time that night. We'll meet afterwards, and we'll give each other a big hug.
Really, can I say one more thing before I get off?
Go ahead.
Well, it has nothing to do with you, but I did see you. I mean, it was 2 years ago in November. Neil did a show here, and I was trying so hard to meet up with him, and he said, yes, I'll meet up with you. I went to the show. I couldn't get in because I was not 21. I was 18. So I went there. I waited for like an hour for Neil to come out. And I was sitting outside. It was cold. And he sends his little minion, Mike Hickey, to come out and see who he was dealing with. And I guess I didn't appeal to him. Greg never came out. I was upset about it, but it's fine. And then I saw you and, who was it? Nick Kroll go into the show.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. I don't know.
Well, listen, anyways. You know, we do our best. We're not perfect. Sometimes we're dicks. Sometimes we don't have the patience or the energy or the time to stop and say hi to everybody. And we make judgment calls. Sometimes they're not the right ones. I apologize on behalf of my friend. Thank you so much. I'll see you in Atlanta.
Play that factory. Bye, Tim.
Thank you, guys. It's a heavy day, but we're going to walk and talk through it. Brendan Walker.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you? We're listening to a little Bruce, a little Darkness on the Edge of Town, talking to factory workers, talking to people that are very frustrated with the world. I'm trying to calm everybody down, walk them off the ledge. Where are you calling from?
Lloyd Minster, Alberta, Canada. We got the Alberta boys here today.
The Alberta boys. I'm talking about my Lethbridge. What's going on, dude?
I'm in Lloyd Minster. How's it going today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How can I help you?
I just got a question about Decker and Brule. So how long's the run going to be? Like, how long's the season?
Six eps, baby. 6 weeks.
Six eps each?
Yeah,
awesome.
Six each. That'll be a total of 12. That's a dozen. And then, I don't know, you know, we'll see what happens next. But that's kind of the order numbers we like for the TV 11-minute stuff. It's pretty pretty easy for us to execute that number.
Awesome. I got another, like, sort of in Glendale question.
Let me just address a commenter real quick. Stay on the line. Pencil Joshua Hartfeld listening in, writing lame with a period. Don't know if we need that. That's sort of a end of what he wanted to say, all in caps. And I just want to say, man, go somewhere else. You're not happy here. This is a safe place. This is not a place for a bunch of arguments going on. It's a happy, positive, low stakes, totally positive place. And all I would ask is, Pencil, think about that. And delete the comment. Delete it. You don't have to keep that energy up. We have the choice. Folks, we have the choice when we go on internet message boards. I have a lot of these people that come out and they say, Alex, why can't I just express myself the way I want to? I say, well, maybe you understand that there are consequences to putting negativity out there. Anyways, let's just keep the energy positive. This is a low stakes environment. I'm not trying to create world class entertainment with this show. I'm using technology. I'm taking advantage of technology to communicate and create dialogue with my audience. That's all I'm doing. All right, Brendan, the floor is yours. What's your question, baby?
Brendan, some people just click the X at the top. I just got a question about in Glendale. So if you could recommend in Glendale to one of the characters you've played over the years, who'd it be?
I don't know, man. That's a dumb question.
Ah,
I'm trying to be positive, but when that question comes up, what do you want me to say?
Hey, can I?
I don't know. I don't do the hypotheticals, and I don't consider the characters that we create to be real people that have any kind of dimensionality to them. So, do you understand how the quandary I'm in with that question?
All right. Yeah, I get it. Could I redeem myself here?
And all that question does. All that question All right, does.
I was just really curious about, after watching Entertainment and the comedy, how did this relationship between you and Rick Alverson sort of be coming to fruition here?
Well, Rick, I got contacted I got in touch with Rick through the great Bonnie Prince Billy / Will Oldham musician. If anyone doesn't know his work, go ahead and look it up. It's some of the greatest. I'll probably play it today on a show. And he called me. We had a conversation about the comedy, the movie he wanted to make, and he had thought of me as, he didn't have a lot of connections in the comedy world, but he was a fan of our work. And anyways, we had a nice conversation, and you know, it led to the movie happening. And folks, there's a finite amount of people that you're going to connect with and get along with and share similar opinions with, you know, and those people come along every once in a while. Rick's one of those guys. We have a great relationship, friendship, and you try to do more things with your friends. It's really what it comes down to, you know?
So does that mean we're going to be seeing another film from you and him?
I hope so. I mean, you know, listen, the comedy was a very hard movie to put together, even though it cost very, very little. The entertainment was a very hard movie to put together, even though it cost very little. There's not a huge demand, believe it or not. It's hard to get financing for these kind of movies. And so it takes a long time. Rick's got a lot of ideas, a lot of things that don't involve me he wants to do. Of course, got a lot of things that I'm doing, keep myself busy. So, but we've got our little side chain of ideas that we want to explore, and I think I'd love to work with them again.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Brendan. Braden?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Right, you know what? Change your name to Brendan or Brandon or something. This is not going to work for you long term.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind for my stage name.
All right, Stagey. Bye, Stage. Tim, oh, it's not Tim Tuesdays, but I am going to tape the call from Tim Mack. Tim Mack is quiet as a mouse. Tim, you there? Okay, hanging up on Tim. I'm going to Highland.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question for you.
What's up? First of all, where are you calling from? Give me a sense of perspective here.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, as I say.
Yeah.
Gotta give me some of that jambalaya.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
I was wanting to ask, I don't know, it's kind of a complicated question. I'll try to simplify it the best I can. But it's just basically about, I know you've been at Adult Swim for, you know, over a decade, yeah, on and off, obviously. And I was wondering, what does it take to get noticed by them, and like someone like me who comes from, you know, like, I don't come from the entertainment business or anything, and you know, in terms of just,
hey, either did we,
huh?
Either did we. We were not like sons of famous people or anything, you know.
Yeah, I knew that. I mean, I know, but I was wondering, like, well, I knew you guys created a lot of content and stuff like that, but mainly I'm just sort of focused on writing and, you know, developing, you know, strange, dark stories, stuff like that. And I've always wondered, what does it take to get there? I have no idea.
Well, you gotta just make stuff, get it out there into the world best you can. The internet's a good place for that, of course, you know, just, if you're not, that's a good question. I really don't know what to tell writers who just consider themselves writers. I'm not really sure exactly the best approach to put your work in front of people. That's just something I really don't have a grasp on. I mean, it's a hard circle to get in. It's a hard, and there are some writers. I mean, you know, I think, do you have anything else you can do that's not writing? Like, you know, some people, they do comics, or they do, you know, you could start putting it up like as a blog or something and seeing if you can get a little bit of an audience. Get a little, I think if you get your own little base, your own little fan base, I mean, share it here on the office hours. Why not, right? Put it up in the comments. And maybe some of these people here will give you feedback or start sharing it with their friends. You know, you got to start somewhere. Might as well start here, this community of like-minded folks.
Right. Well, I mean, I have an idea for like a, for a story, and it's sort of based off, I know this sounds really dumb, but it's based off like a Twitter account I started running a few years ago, and I just sort of ran with it, and I sort of developed like a character,
right.
And now it's developed into like a universe.
Yeah.
And so I got that to
run. Well, put
off.
It all up here in the comments. Just give us links to all your Twitters and you know, maybe people will get into it. I don't know. Seamus, what do you think? Seamus is up here commenting. These people
are good people. I think he follows. Well, I think I know that name. I think he follows my fake Twitter. I don't know, but I really don't want my real name associated with it right now because it's pretty weird stuff.
Okay,
if you get what I mean, I try to keep a backseat to it.
All right. But, well, use whatever name you want. I don't think anyone's going to care. Yeah, that's all I got to say. So
yeah,
good luck, Highland, and put it up on the office hours message board. Maybe we'll build our own community here of like-minded content.
Oh, I love that. And one more thing before I go, I just appreciate the positivity you're trying to spread and keeping a good message and all that. And it's nice that you talk to your fans like this. I think it's great.
Thanks, Highland. Take care and stay cool this summer down there in hot New Orleans.
Yeah, it's hot as shit. Yeah, I'll try.
That's messy, muggy weather. Thank you. Dave Cole, I'm going to Dave Cole. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Tim. I'm so glad this worked. I felt like a crazy ex-girlfriend trying to blow up your Skype.
Well, where are you calling from, Dave?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Did you come see my show the other night?
I did.
Did you have a good time?
Great. I loved it. You were so great. You were so fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for that compliment. I do appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I've been a fan since Tom Goes to the Mayor, and really loved what you're up to this whole time. Love the universe that you've created for On Cinema and Decker and all that. And it's just your meta, bro.
Well,
but I have a quick question. I'm an actor and musician myself.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, how the hell do you find the time and inspiration to do all of the things that you're up to?
Yeah, fine. I mean, what else is there to do? You know?
Right.
What else do I want to do? I don't. Luckily, this has become my career, and I've been able to be somewhat successful in it. And you know, you just plot it. You just, you know, you open up the iCal. I'm a Mac guy, so I got the iCal going. And I just plug stuff in. What are you doing next month? I'm going to be here. I'm going to be working on this. I'm going to be just plugging away and just trying to get the word out there. And you know, some of the stuff we do is pretty easy. It happens pretty quickly.
Sure.
And so, you know, some of it takes a little more time, a little more energy. And that's all I got to say about that. Just, you know, try to be productive throughout your day.
Yeah.
Put away the video games. Put away the bong.
You know, that is my issue. I think that's the problem. Maybe I'll take that advice.
We're going? Really? Yeah. I mean, what are you doing? Playing video games all day?
Well, no. I mean, I'm actually doing a show right now, American Idiot. Have you ever heard of that? The Green Day musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Oh, you're doing that in Portland as like a regional theater thing.
Yes, exactly. Over at Triangle Productions. It's going really well.
Everybody go check out American Idiot at Triangle Productions in Portland, Oregon, starring Dave Cole.
Hey, all right. Thanks, brother. Yeah. That's awesome.
I can't imagine I'd want to see that myself, knowing
the
music.
Well, sure, it might not be your cup of tea.
Yeah, but listen,
we're all a bunch of angry kids, but I'm 30.
Right.
They're all 20, I'm 30.
Well, you're having fun, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're learning.
It's beating the hell out of me, so the only thing I can do is come home and just lay down.
Right. I know. Look, the theater's hard work. I used to do that in high school, and
yeah.
it's satisfying hard work.
Oh, definitely.
All right, Dave.
I just want to thank you so much for your post today. I'm going to echo everyone else. Thank you for your
Spread the love. All right, Dave.
Brother.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Trey F. Trey F., you on the call, man. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
What's up, man? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
I don't know Williamsport. What part of the state is Williamsport in?
It's like, it's northern Pennsylvania area. It's near the New York border, sort
okay.
of.
Okay. That's pretty desolate area. It's pretty unpopulated up there, would you say?
Well, actually, it's It's actually a pretty big town near. I'm actually from Mansfield, which is a little ass town, but it's a pretty big city. It's where the Little League series first started and stuff.
Okay.
So I have a question, man. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Do you have any new projects coming up, like new projects with on YouTube or anything?
Well, you know, the Decker series is returning this Friday. Are you aware of that?
Yeah. When is that supposed to be coming up?
Well, that's up on Friday. That's coming to Friday at midnight on Adult Swim on the TV.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm glad I'm doing this show because I guess there's people out there that don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, you don't even know that amount. I mean, I've been hammering that home week after week. You know, and that's not reaching you, baby. I mean, this is a big problem, Trey. And on top of that, we got Check It Out coming right after that.
Oh, you got that going too?
Oh, Trey, where you been hiding, my brother?
I've been apparently under a rock, man.
You've been, what are you up to? I mean, what are you keeping yourself busy with?
I'm looking for a job. I'm chilling with my friends right now. Say hi, guys.
Yo. You guys gotta fucking snap out of it. It feels like you're in some kind of trance. You know what I mean? Yeah. Why don't you get outside and first of all check my updates on a daily basis, because I'm constantly hammering and I feel like I'm being annoying when I go online and say, hey, Check It Out is coming, Decker's coming, tune in. You know, it's my job to let everybody know. But I don't feel like I'm doing it enough when I got Trey calling in and he's like, what the hell?
Yeah, man, I've just been under a rock, man. You gotta keep me updated.
I'm trying. I might have to just get your personal phone number and start calling you and let you know what's going on.
Might as well, man.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this. Trey, I'm going to check in with you every week and just let you know what's going on.
Do it, man. You have my number?
Until I feel like you're free and can go ahead and be on your own, I'm going to raise you like a little fawn.
Take me under your wing, Tim.
And all I'm going to be doing is saying, check out this, check out that. But that's really the focus right now. Check out Adult Swim, midnight. You're going to get Decker, you're going to get Check It Out, and then you keep watching, okay?
Hey, do you want my number just so I can keep me updated?
I got your Skype info right here. I'm saving it.
Okay, cool. All right, man.
Trey,
yeah,
boy.
Definitely.
Love you, Trey. Who keeps on putting these crying faces on the comments? What's this all these crying about? Who's doing that? You see that?
Yeah, man, someone's getting angry or something.
What are they all upset about?
They're just upset for being alive or something.
I don't know. Let's get some hearts and some smiles. It's just somebody's pranking us, I think. It can't be all these. I mean, we don't have too many people listening anyways. Thanks, Trey. I got to go. I got more people to talk to.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Tim.
Take care, Trey. Tabor Bull. Tabor Bull.
Oh, hello. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
There was a little delay. I was like listening to you talking to a guy, and I'm like, I gotta mute it as soon as I hear him.
You know the rules now, Tabor. You're on the right. You're following the rules. You're being a good boy.
I know. I try.
What's going on? Where are you calling from?
Syracuse, upstate New York area.
All right. How's it going?
Not bad. Kind of gray today outside.
It's gray here too, by the way. It's a little. We got in LA. They call it the June gloom. And every June, it gets a little. I don't know. Probably people don't know this. It's kind of useful information. California,
Syracuse is kind of a year-round gloom.
Yeah,
like maybe a week or two.
A lot of snow in the summer. I mean, in the winter.
Yep. Anyway, just calling because I like the Netflix. Of course, I like all your stuff, and it's a good combo. I saw you got the $1 billion movie on there. And just wondering if there's like any chance at getting some Brule and some classic
awesome show.
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, as far as I know, I really have no control over that. From what I understand, Adult Swim made a big deal with Hulu.
And
all that stuff is up on Hulu, and I don't know. I agree. I use Netflix all the time. I love watching those Netflix documentaries and the old TV shows and everything. And really watching Bloodline right now. I enjoy Bloodline.
I've been watching the X-Files going way back.
Oh, yeah.
Season 1.
Isn't it funny to watch the old X-Files? And it looks kind of cheap, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It looks really cheap.
20 years old and
stuff.
Yeah,
everyone looks really young and fresh.
But when I'm not watching that, I'd like to also...
I know.
...rewatch The Brool and all the good other
I know.
Stuff.
Well, do you have a Hulu account?
I do.
So you got to go just drop over on a Hulu.
All right, well, that's
this is a very option, become a very informational program today, just getting people up to speed on some basic stuff.
I know it.
And I guess on the Adult Swim site, you can watch a bunch of crap, too. I mean, if you want to get over there and check it out, get your browser updated and everything.
That's
download
true.
Your latest
true.
Safari update or your Flash. You got your Flash updated?
Trying to phase that out, actually.
I hear you. All right, listen, I got to run, Tabor. I'm going to go to Paulette. We got to get a lady on the call. Paulette? Okay. Are you gonna? How long are you gonna keep this up for? Take that filter off, or I'm hanging up. Take it off. Take off the filter. Take it off. Look at that. That's disrespectful to the Office Hours community. Shame on you, Bijan. Bijan.
Oh my God.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Hold on. I gotta pause the. There we go.
Where you at, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
You coming to my show next week?
When is it? I feel ashamed for not knowing.
It's Tuesday.
I'm going out of town.
Tuesday at Terminal West. You gonna be out of town?
No, unfortunately, I will be out of town. I'm going down to Florida. You going to Florida after that?
No, staying out of Florida.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Well, you know, I really just called because I met you once, and I was I'm just curious if you remembered that.
You have to give me more information.
I will. I was working at Grub in Hollywood, and you came in, and I just walked by, told you I liked the show, and you chatted with me for a second before you walked out.
Grub, I know Grub. Where's it? Oh, that's a long. Yeah, that's in Hollywood.
Yeah, so it was a couple of years ago.
It's got a really good tomato soup, and they do a tomato soup grilled cheese situation there.
Yeah, their grilled cheese, their bacon is off the chain.
Yeah, we said we had a few words.
Yeah, I had like a baseball cap on. My hair is kind of giant, puffing out like a clown. I don't know.
I don't remember it, you know, because I don't remember.
Fair enough.
But
that's
was
fun.
It a pleasant experience? Was I
respectful
and kind?
Yeah, it was a little awkward. I was tripping up a little bit.
Yeah.
Fan, you know.
Well, listen, I've learned a long time ago that because I've obviously I'm fans of all kinds of people, right? You know, I got my heroes, and I always find personally I'd rather just stay away because I always get tongue tied and I get a little weird.
Exactly.
It's like,
ends up being
I saw Randy Newman in an airport once, and I just let him be. You know, I was like, I don't know, geez, I got a million things I could say to him, but best just stay away. You know, give the guy some privacy. All right, Bijan, I got to run. I got to take furry balls plopped. Furry balls plopped balls menacingly on the table.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can you mute the stream, please?
I don't really know how to do that. I think I have it already muted.
Okay, yeah, it sounds good. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
Oh, we got a lot of New Yorkers calling in today.
Yeah.
How can I help you today?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Dr. Steve Brule, and Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule. I'm a really big fan of that show.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know that it's coming back on the air on Friday night?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm so excited.
Thank God. I feel like I'm talking to a freaking wall.
Well, I was just asking, what do you think was like the biggest inspiration behind Steve Brule? Like, what, like, was it like the campiness of public access TV in the 80s or something like that? Like, I've been very curious. Like, I'm very into that. So,
There was a little bit of that. There's the cable access and local TV, and you know, we're fans of mistakes and people failing and uncomfortable awkwardness and all that stuff. But aside from that, you know, it's just John bringing his ability to transform into another character. There was a show in L.A. called Huell Hauser. And sorry, there is a little feedback here. I apologize, but I just want to get through this thought. It doesn't seem like you're able to handle it.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on.
But let me see. I can actually turn, using my mixer here, I could turn you down. Listen to that. Now the audience can just hear me. I'm muting you for a second as I answer this question. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So, but can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So there's a show called Huellhauser in L.A., and when we were coming up with you know, the idea for the show, they kind of came from that show, saying maybe Brule can be a kind of guy that goes out into the world and checks it out. And that's kind of the inspiration, walking around with a stick mic and getting himself in all kinds of trouble. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's keep talking. This is a great day, great office hours. We've had very little tech problems, of course. We must knock on wood whenever I say that. Let's check in with Michael Alvarez. Michael.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. So I wanted to call and say that I am very appreciative of you sharing the new Radiohead single last month.
Oh, thank you. Wasn't that fun?
That was great. And also, I really enjoyed hearing some of the history behind the making of the Grateful Dead albums. When Buck Weir used to be Jerry Garcia's mouth. That was
so you're
wonderful.
Connected in with my Facebook video posts, is what you're telling
yes,
me.
Yes.
You're connected in with that.
They're very, very, they're a big part of my day.
Good, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I do, you know, I can't predict when that stuff's going to come out. I don't plan for it. When I do feel like I've done something a little fun, I put it out there, and that's all I can guarantee. I try to put myself in positions where I'm open to doing it.
Right.
But thanks for the compliments.
Absolutely.
Congrats to me.
Yeah, congrats to you. You're an amazing person, and a lot of us love you out there, so, you know.
Let's take a call. Thanks, Michael. Let's take a call from Real Alex Jones. This is Real Alex Jones. I think this is the same guy I was talking to earlier. Am I right?
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Alex, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah. What's going on,
man? Establishment.
What's going on? Is that all you got?
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, baby.
What's up? Were we talking before? Because I see the same
exact... Have I been muted?
No. I can hear you.
Have I been muted?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you at all.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you. Sorry, buddy. I don't know what happened there. Tech problems. I was not... Joseph Frillo.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? What do you know? What do you say?
Hey, Joe, what are you doing there, guy? Where are you calling from?
New York City.
Hey, I love it. New York is calling me in all day. I tell you that.
Next time you're going to be in New York.
New York? Listen, you know, I don't think I'm going to be there too much this year. I ain't going to be there.
The opposite.
Huh?
It's far from the West Coast, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be down south next week. Going to be playing Birmingham and Atlanta and Nashville and this and that. But unfortunately, not going to be up in New York.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting into comedy myself and comedy writing.
Since I'm in New York,
I might as well take advantage of all the comedy clubs here.
Yeah, go out there and do what you do.
All right. Are you going to be working on any new movies coming out maybe with Eric?
No movies, you know, just we're going to do more bedtime stories, this and that.
Bedtime stories was pretty funny. I liked it. I like the Sauce Boy.
Oh, the Sauce Boy. Man, I could do that all day.
Capisce? Reminded me about a lot of the Italian guys here in the city.
I bet. All right, Joe, thanks for calling, all right? I got a lot of calls. I got to get to them.
All right, jeez.
Sam Schilling. Sammy boy.
No movies, you know, just...
Sam, mute your stream, baby. Thank you.
Hey, just did. Sorry.
What's up? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Chicago.
Yeah. Loving it!
Yeah, just recently moved here.
Okay, what can I help you with today?
I don't know if I need any help. Well, currently job searching right now, but I was just listening to your new album, and I really, really enjoy it. I've been singing... work from home to my friends a lot, and they
seem
to...
low to the ground. Wish I should have done it like that.
That's pretty good.
So what's up? Well, thanks for the compliment, by the way. Thanks for picking up the record and playing it for your friends and spreading the good word.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to help you out.
Thank you. Anything else?
Sam? Yeah, just big fan, I guess.
Thank you.
Nothing interesting to say.
I hear you, Sam. Well, listen, good luck with the job hunt. In Chicago, there's got to be a lot of opportunities. I went to a Levi's store, bought some jeans there. All right?
Hey, all right. They fit pretty good?
No, I got fat again.
Oh, man.
Take care, Sam. Dan Beasley, I need Dan Beasley, I need Dan Beasley.
No, I got...
Hey, what's up?
How can I help you today? Where are you calling from?
Me?
Yep.
Beasley. Can you hear me?
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, man, Center Heartland.
Heartland. I'm just wondering if you know about a comedy group coming on Adult Swim soon called Million Dollar Extreme, if you're aware of them.
I've heard of them, yes.
I was wondering if you knew anything, like, have you seen any of their videos or anything?
Not really, no. I've seen some things years ago, but I'm not too up to speed on it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to see if you knew about that since you were on Adult Swim every night.
Yeah, I don't watch the other shows, you know.
That's pretty rude.
I don't watch my own shows. I'm in bed. I go to bed at 10 o'clock at night.
Did you just say you watch your own shows?
I said I don't watch my own shows.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't watch my own shows.
I thought you were a class A narcissist for a second, dude.
Oh, I totally am. I mean, I watch them, you know, over and over again when I get those rough cuts. When I get them
TV show, I probably do the same.
Yeah, man, it's like, whoa, look at this. This is cool. I'm on TV, baby. But
I probably masturbate to myself too.
No, come on now. That's disgusting.
You don't?
Well, let me think. If I ever have, it's only been in context of a memory.
Oh, okay.
Right?
A memory of yourself in the mirror naked flexing?
A memory of me with a woman making love. Making love.
I've never done that. I'll never do that. That's disgusting.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. Anyways, all the best to everybody making content. I'm supportive of everybody's ability to self-express and to contribute to the ongoing dialogue as we proceed as a human species. May we go in peace and may we spread love. All right, Dan?
That was disgusting to hear, and I'm never going to talk to you again.
All right, Dan, take care and all the best. That was Dan Beasley with his attitude problems. Lisette Hall.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Nice to... Yeah, it's been a few weeks. I caught your last one before you took your little break.
And what's going on with you?
Well, I was wondering, what was that weird pitchfork announcement?
Oh, man. Well, listen, there we did. We had a wonderful piece written about us in Business Week. Bloomberg Business. I'm actually holding it right now. And I'll tell you, okay. I'll read you the, I have it right here. I'll read you the article, or I'll read you the quote. It's quite, you know, they're talking about absolutely, as you know, we produce a lot of shows. I've been very forthright with you guys that we don't often are not too involved in the actual production of the shows. You know, we're off doing our own thing, but we have a great company here, and we actually do quite a bit of, you know, other people's shows because we've got a great crew, a great group of people. And I can't find it, but it's something to the effect of the number of shows that we're currently working on or our company is involved with. There was one earlier in the year that was Killer Mike, right? From that show.
Yeah.
And our company absolutely was producing the show for them. They were providing production services, as they say. But we weren't really involved in any kind of meaningful creative way. And so they mentioned it in the article that that's one of the things that's on the gauntlet, you know, on the deck.
Okay.
And whatever. So that came out, just that little paragraph. I can't find it. I'm trying to find it. I can't. Here it is. Also in development, a show starring rapper and Bernie Sanders activist Killer Mike. That's it, right? That's all it
says.
Yeah,
that's the one.
And it's, at the beginning of the paragraph, it says, in the past year, Absolutely has produced Comedy Central's Nathan For You, blah, 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 blah. And thank you, Kalu. I just got a wonderful text from my cousin Kalu out there in New York who said she loves Office Hours. This is the family checking in. And they're loving it. It's disruptive, of course, to be getting text messages while I'm trying to read and talk to you.
Lots of noises right now.
Anyway, so that's the paragraph.
Okay.
Next day, the Pitchfork loons put this article out saying that we're producing a show for Killer Mike for Adult Swim. Now, nowhere did it say Adult Swim. That's the first thing you're like, well, where'd that come from? That's jumping to conclusions. And it was just stunning to me, or is interesting to me at least, that that there's such a laziness about this journalism and this these people writing these blogs. Everyone's racing to get things out first, and they don't seem to be doing much work in getting any kind of research done. Capisce?
Oh, absolutely.
So I just think it's funny, and I like calling them out when they
step out,
because
great.
They're very self-righteous, or they're very strong opinions, and they think they know everything, and they're really just a bunch of frightened weirdos who probably would love nothing more than to actually be making the stuff that we're making, but they don't have the talent or the luck or the ability. All right, Lisette.
Well, also, Tim. Yeah, last thing, I just wanted to thank you again for your message this morning. I shared it on my Facebook page, and I fully support those sentiments. So thank you.
Thank you, Lisette. I appreciate hearing that. I'm glad I did it.
All right.
Let's go to Alexander Martin.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Alexander. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm in Rahway, New Jersey. Just calling in. Just had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Just wondering, I was wondering if you know, in a lot of your stand-up bits that you do, you're kind of doing that character.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there was any influence from maybe Andy Kaufman in that work.
Well, absolutely. I mean, listen, he's the guy, right? He's the number one guy that started it all, that kind of world. Him and a bit of a Steve Martin, I think, too, is a big
Steve Martin, yeah.
But of course, I grew up absolutely admiring his work, and I think I'm doing a bit of a different thing. You know, I'm not trying to copy him or anything. But
I just felt as though there was elements, though.
Of course.
It's shtick. It's like, you go up there, it's almost like you're bombing on purpose, and you have like a card, like an index card, but you're kind of like,
I'm antagonistically bombing and making people uncomfortable and testing people's limits and their patience. And of course, Andy Kaufman blazed the trail in that field. But what's been happening? I'll tell you what, Alexander, when I go out and do stand up, Kyle Henry, it's called anti-humor. Go ahead. Go jump off a bridge, Kyle. Anyways. Lately, I've been doing it, and the room is filled with like-minded fans who'd get it and know where I'm coming from, and it becomes just a little, it's a little less antagonistic and a little more like people are laughing just with me as opposed to being uncomfortable, and it's a fun experience for everyone, I think.
Yeah, especially if they know your work.
Sure.
They're familiar. Yeah.
That's right. No, it's a whole different bag when I go into like a comedy club or something, which I don't very often, and you're dealing with.
I mean, you don't
want
to go to like
enormous.
The comedy store and do that, and then people don't get it, and they're like kind of pissy.
Yeah, that's not really satisfying so much anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alexander, thanks for the call, and I always appreciate your wonderful, wise words.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Let's go to Logan Eagles. Logan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, man.
Where are you calling from?
I've talked to you in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, that's right. We're coming to you're coming to the show.
Yeah, I've talked to you a couple times.
Oh, man. You got a regular caller here.
Yeah, we're like buddies now, man.
I don't see it that way. Just kidding. What's up?
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Christopher Guest. Are you excited about his new movie coming to Netflix?
Dude, I didn't even know about it. This is breaking news on Office Hours. Tell me more.
You haven't heard about Mascots?
No.
Oh, man, you got to look into that. Yeah, it's coming this summer.
You know, sure, I'll watch it. Why not? Sounds good. It's the same gang.
Yep, same kind of style.
All right, cool. Well, I got a little I kind of fell off the map with him a little bit, which I imagine, it's like the same thing happens with my fans. People are like, I'm not really feeling what you're doing these days. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. I mean, what was the last thing they did together, that gang? That Hollywood movie?
Yeah, I think so.
That one was kind of a miss, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really like, you know, Waiting for Government, obviously.
Obviously, that's a 10.
Yeah. Yeah, just some of his older stuff is probably the best.
But he's got to mix it up. Maybe this one will do it. Maybe he's got to just shake the cobwebs a little bit and don't lean on your laurels so much.
Yeah, let's hope.
I don't know. I've got nothing but high hopes for it. But thanks for
maybe you'll have another character like Corky.
Well, or something totally unexpected. I can't wait. Thanks for the update on that, Logan. Oh, Logan always letting me know what's up in the universe of Chris Guest. Gabe Fink.
I can't wait.
Gabe Fink, are you there?
Hello. Hello, Tim.
What's up, dude? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Man, a lot of New Yorkers calling in today. It's a heavily populated state / city, so I get it.
Yeah.
Odds are you're going to get a call from a New Yorker these days. What's up?
I got a question. So when you and Eric are coming up for an idea for a sketch, how does
first
that work?
First we get high as a kite, and we flip-flop around, fly through the air, dream of the technicolor colors as they come blasting through our eyes. And then we write it down and put it to work, and then we put the show on for you.
Do you ever have an idea on your own and you come to him with it, or vice versa? How do you explain it to him? How does that work?
Ideas occur independently, uniquely in our either of our brains. So when we have an idea, we have a project, for example, with bedtime stories, where we know that we should be each individually thinking about what we want to do in that with that show. So we'll get together and sit there, usually over lunch, and say, well, here's what I got. And you pitch it to them the best way you can. And you know that you're not going to have it all figured out, because that's what the other guy's there to do, is help you talk through it. And come up with his own side of it. And so you just you have a rapport, you have a conversation. Then what happens? Then what could happen? Who should be this? What should be, you know, it's a dialogue that takes a long time. And you try your best to write it all down, and then you start working on it. And you start figuring out what do you want to talk about? What are the issues that you want to sort of delve into a little deeper? What are the characters you have in mind? And it's fairly procedural.
That sounds fun. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome. Thanks, Gabe Fink. His last name is Fink. That was not an insult. I didn't just call him a Fink, even though he probably is one, let's be honest. Let's go with someone different today, someone special. Are you special? Are you someone that could be special to me? Agharta, 42. Are you there? This has got no picture. I was just taking a gamble on Agharta. I don't see anyone there. No? Okay. I was trying to be different today and find people that don't have avatar pictures and have seemed like they've done this before. Matthew Reed, you sound like somebody I've talked to before, Matthew.
No, never.
First time caller.
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much, just playing a little hooky from work, you know how it goes.
I do, baby. What's going on? How can I help you? Where are you calling from?
Asheville, North Carolina.
Ooh, I'll be seeing you next week.
I hope so, man. The times are tough. I hope it, I hope it sells out, but not before I get my hands on a ticket, you
get
know?
Get a ticket today.
I can't. The economy is, like, super bad right now.
You can't you can't afford one ticket?
Dude, I have about, $28 in my bank account,
How are you getting this internet to you?
That's on a monthly basis, you know. Hopefully, the sweet paycheck comes, I'll be able to.
Wait a minute. Stand by. This guy's, you're calling yourself destitute, right? You've got literally no money. And what are you doing? You're taking off work today? You're playing hooky from work? What kind of guy is this? What kind of guy is this?
You gotta relax a little bit. it's, you know, it's all economics, you know, not everybody can own their own, you know, company. And
well, I'm asking you, if you're looking, you say you don't have much money and then you're taking off work.
What I'm saying is hook me up, Tim.
Well, no, I'm asking you a direct question.
Okay.
Now, you say you got no money and you can't afford to my show, but
I'm trying.
But you're taking time off from work. Why aren't you at work right now? Why aren't you working as hard as you can?
I'm taking a break. You're the best. I wanted to talk to you. Is that a crime?
No, so you are working, you're just taking a break. Because when I picked up on you, you said you were playing hooky from work today.
It was a joke. I hear other people cracking jokes on here. I figured I should.
All right. Well, see, you're not delivering it right. You're just making it confusing for everybody.
But you should, maybe that should be
the
your
entire
next
listening. The entire listenership. Hold on. The entire listenership is absolutely confused by you.
By me.
And your antics.
The whole Skype thing is kind of messed up. I couldn't even figure out how to do this thing.
Well, you know what? Go complain to Bill Gates. Matt, can you calm down a second? Can I tell you something positive?
Please.
I'm gonna put you on the list for Asheville.
Ah, you're the best.
I'm putting you on the list for Asheville.
What a guy.
So, should I, everybody?
Don't listen to them. I've heard some of the people on this program, and, you know, you got some people, but some people are just kind of rude. They're cracking jokes.
Just like you, Matt.
Huh?
They're just like you. Come on.
I'm a jokester.
You seem like a lot of fun.
Big fan of, you know, you're in Greg's collaboration. It brings a lot of joy to my heart.
Thanks, Matt. Are you going to be respectful at the show? I got to know.
Yeah.
Can you contain yourself and just behave?
Yeah. And, you know, maybe I'll come into some money. And, you know, if you could get me behind stage, give me a couple waters or,
you know what, Matt?
Some sticks, that'd be great,
too. With the shtick, it's not your forte.
I swear, I'll send you a picture of my bank account, and you'll laugh.
I'm telling you, Matt, you're on the list, baby. But just do me one favor and be respectful and respect the audience and respect the performers. You will not be getting backstage. But I'll see you after the show.
Awesome. Tim, you're the best.
Thanks, Matt.
Say hi to Greg for me.
Talk to you later. Bye. Let's go to Alex Ford. Alex Ford.
Awesome. Tim, you're the best.
Oh, hello. Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, I'm right here.
I can smell you. I can smell you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what's up?
Nothing. I was just, I saw that you were on. I was checking Facebook in the morning, as I do, and I just wanted to... Just wanted to reach out.
Thank you.
You're a big hero of mine. I love your stuff.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting the arts.
How's the, I know you're talking about Decker right now. I'm very excited. How was DeckerCon? I couldn't get in.
Oh, you couldn't get in?
No. Well, I went to register on cinefamily.com and it said it was full.
Yeah, we had a full house. We have people waiting outside for hours. And
I thought I looked at the website like 20 minutes after you guys put it up, and it just filled up real quick, you know?
It's a strange thing. It's a very popular experience for people.
Well,
terrific.
I think that's strange at all. I think the quality...
You didn't miss much. I mean, listen, we showed some episodes. They're going to air... Good. On the TV that you can watch. I appreciate if you watch it starting Friday. And and we did a Q&A. It was a good time. It was fun. Axiom was there. And
Oh my goodness. That's great.
And it was a good time.
Does Axiom have any projects, you know? Cuz I'm not sure.
I'm sure he does. He seems like a busy guy.
I thought you were friends. He was your brother, I thought.
No comment. Thanks, Alex. Enjoy this beautiful June gloom. I'm going to try someone different today. What do we got? Duke.
Oh, am I here? Hello. Hi.
Hello, friend. Duke, what a voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Listen to this professional radio voice here. What's your name? So you're Duke?
Well, I'm Brendan. Yeah, we've spoken before. But
where are you calling from?
I'm from Maryland.
Maryland,
yeah.
And how can I help you today?
Actually, I had a question about... Thank you for the voice compliment, by the way. I appreciate that. I had a question about Check It Out. I'm excited for it, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm amazed it's coming out so soon. I had a question about how people's reactions are when they're being interviewed by the doctor. I know a lot of them probably don't know it's John C. Reilly. Do some of them do, or how does that work? How much are they in on it?
There's no duplicity going on. We ride the line of providing as little information as possible while not being dishonest or deceiving. So we do try to catch people a little off guard, but we're not, we tell them it's a comedy show and we tell them it's John C. Reilly.
So you tell them it's John.
Yeah, but, he stays in character and we're generally people, you know, the show's really not about making fun of people or fooling people necessarily. It's really about the doctor and the way he reacts to things. So we just try to create genuine moments. We shoot a lot. So we are careful with who we cast, and we try to create sort of that feeling that you have, that you're not exactly sure what's real and what's not.
Has there ever been someone, I remember that horse episode where the jockey kind of looked like he got pissed at Brule. Has anyone ever genuinely got annoyed at him?
Not really. I mean, maybe in the moment, yes. But when we're done shooting, there's a lot of high-fiving and back-slapping and congratulating that goes on. And everyone leaves feeling, I think, pretty, okay with the way things went.
All right, well, that's all, right. All I wanted to know. Thanks, man. I'm looking forward to Decker, too.
Thank you very much. All right, what do we got next? It's the calls are slowing down. I don't know, you know, people are probably sick of it. I'm sick of it. Sam Boy.
Hey, Tim.
Hello. Sam, are you working right now?
Oh, yes.
And you're being very quiet and very discreet.
I am being very discreet.
I'm going to turn you up a little bit on the mixer so we can hear you. What's going on?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you, but what's going on?
Well, let's see. At work.
Where are you working? Where are you at?
I am at a lab at University of Cincinnati.
U of Cincy.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on? You got a question, comment, or complaint?
Well, I more or less wanted to thank you for bringing Vic Berger to the limelight a little more.
Let's hear it from Vic Berger. Let's hear it for Vic Berger, everybody. Big applause for Vic Berger, one of the greats.
Did you hear that Jim Baker has endorsed Donald Trump?
Oh, I have not heard that.
This is breaking. This is stuff you're gonna get this from me first.
Is this just happening today?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. I gotta get that video. Vic, are you listening? Vic, we gotta get to work on that. We gotta find that Jim Baker endorsement and start making vids.
And she claims that Hillary has a satanic spirit or something like that.
Who does, Jim or the wife?
No. Jim thinks that Hillary has a satanic spirit.
Oh, wow. Well, she probably does. Who knows? We all do. We all have our dark side, right? We all have our bad days.
Well, I think she's a shape-shifting lizard person.
Yeah. You know, these reptilians, as they come out, they start exposing themselves. And you know that what their general strategy is to create cover for the real operation, which is coming up when their overlords come down and begin sapping the resources from our planet, because they are interested in our water and our air and our fuel. And folks, as it comes to be, there is going to be big changes, and that's why you see the elites and the globalists getting together. And I know people are going to tell me that, Alex, you're out of your mind. There's no evidence of this. But I'll tell you, you look right today. It was on the cover of the New York Times. There was an article about the deprivation of soil coming out of Argentina. Now, you can look on that and find out that the soil quantities coming out of Argentina are at an all-time low. Okay, now why would the soil quantities be affected if the globalists aren't having some undercover operation dealing with the globalists, dealing with the elitists as they come from the other dimensions, and angels and demons are forecasting through the clouds and actually using technology that they have invented to keep us to where we are inside the cube that they've built around the planet Earth. Okay, I'm going to let you get back to work, Sam.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks.
Sam, getting the... Oh, we got real Alex Jones calling. This is... Hey, real... is this Alex?
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Look at this article. Obama pushes for Zika funding. Quote, mosquitoes don't go through customs. Yeah. No, the Zika mosquitoes come from the Rockefeller Foundation. It's on record, and they're weaponized.
All right, look, I got to tell you something, man. It's good. It's not as good as mine. I'm going to hang up on you. All right, we don't want to have competing Alex Jones impersonations when there's only one that matters. Ooh, what was that? I think there was a big accident outside my office. Could be cool. Stephen Lewis.
Tim.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you calling me from?
Am I echoing?
No, you sound great. You sound clear as a bell.
Okay, I'm calling from my phone, so that might be why there's no problem there.
Okay, well, that's, you know, no problem, no reason to discuss it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
So, okay, a lot of Atlanta calls today. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got a lot of fans here, I guess. I don't know.
So what's up? You coming to the show next week?
I am. Took off work for it. Haven't got my ticket yet. I'm probably going to be picking it up here maybe today.
Yeah, do it today. Get it over with, man.
Yeah. I got an idea for a short. Tell me what you think.
Okay, make it real short, though. I don't want to hear a whole long story.
It's
going to
be real short. All right, check it out. Guy's in a he's in a failing marriage that just has like a laundry list of problems, right?
Okay.
Thinks that by becoming a local limbo champion, he'll save his marriage. Instead, he dies and goes to actual limbo.
Pass.
Pass?
Thank you, though. Thank you, Stephen, for the thought.
Hey, and one last thing.
Go ahead.
I'm in charge of the local shop.
I know you are, baby. Thank you so much. Do I enjoy it? Of course I do. Factory whistle blows. The work. Listen to that beautiful organ. Trace Brown. Trace.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. Not much.
Where are you calling from?
I have a comment. Robertsdale, Alabama.
Okay, Alabama boy. I'm going to Birmingham on Monday. I'll be playing there. You want to come out and see a show? Hello?
Maybe. I'm actually starting a new job pretty soon, so.
So?
Yeah.
What's your question?
Yeah, on the Poundcast recently, you said you were interested in writing a novel.
Not really.
And I was wondering, what? Not really? Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe, did I say that? I was probably high. What should I write a book about? It seems easy.
Are you inspired by any?
Am I inspired by any books? I'm always inspired by everything, man. I love all the writers. I love Raymond Carver, right? Tris? Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go with you. I gotta take off here, man. I can't talk to you too much because this connection ain't no good. We got another real Alex Jones calling in. There's so many real Alex Jones calling. Who's this? Archie David? Archie David? Hello? Archie.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, can you hear me, Tim?
Yes, I can hear you clear as a bell.
Hey, nothing. Just wanted to call to... I'm a fan of your show. I saw you last night at the Satellite. It was a great show.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think of the show?
My girlfriend was completely convinced that you were Rock and Roll Gary.
Really? She thought it was a real guy?
She said, "When's Tim coming out?"
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So last night, folks,
coming out,
I did my first appearance as Rock and Roll Gary. If some of you guys have checked out Doug's wonderful podcast, The Poundcast, a few weeks ago he put out an episode where I was this guy, Rock and Roll Gary, and it's a very fun character to play, and I love doing it on Doug's show. So I did him live last night at the Satellite here in L.A., and we're getting some reports here now from Archie that it was a hit.
Can you confirm that? What's he doing there? Archie, are you having a stroke?
I'm sorry, no, I the audio keeps cutting out. Oh, okay. Bad connection here.
All right, take care. Thanks for coming to the show last night. He does not have it figured out. I'm going to talk to my old friend Seamus McKenzie. Seamus, Mr. Positivity.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
Not much. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I just had a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
I know you got a lot on your plate right now with all the different shows you've been producing, but
sure do.
I just wanted to plant a little seed of an idea in your head. I know that you brought back Mr. Show recently, last year, kind of resurrected that.
Yeah.
And I also noticed that you always talk to Mike Lee and Black on Twitter. You guys are my two favorite comedians on there, okay. Mike Lee and Black.
MIB.
So my question is, are you a fan of their comedy show, Stella?
Oh, I love Stella. Stella was the best.
I totally agree. In my opinion, it's the funniest show ever made. Unfortunately, it only lasted one season.
Yeah.
So my question is, would you ever consider maybe the idea of bringing that back under Absolutely? You guys produce great quality.
Thank you. I think they've got their own little universe to get shows made. I think if they wanted to make more, they'd fully be capable of doing it without our help. If they ever needed our help, our services are here for them and would be honored to work with them. But I think they're in good shape. You know?
All right.
They've got their own production company and stuff. I'd love to see more Stella.
Yeah.
All right, Seamus. Thanks for calling in. And good to hear from your dog. Let's talk to Mike Higgins. Hey, Mike.
Tim.
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Not much, man. Hey, it's great to talk to you, man.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oakland, New Jersey.
Oakland. All right. Is that out of Philly?
Yeah, right out. Yeah, I'm like right over the Ben Franklin Bridge.
I feel it. I hear it.
Yeah.
So what's up?
I'm actually living. I just moved. I'm visiting my parents right now. I just moved to Allentown. Where are you from?
You moved to Allentown?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's nice, man. It's a quiet little town, but it's all
right. What are you doing there?
I'm just trying to figure stuff out. Figure my life out.
Jeez, man, it sounds like I'm talking to John Worster.
Maybe you are. No, I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, you should look him up. Is this a dead ringer for John Worster or what? You got to check out. Type in John Worster. WUSTER.
Right now?
Not right now, but get back to me. Isn't this amazing to hear John Worster? So what can I help you with? What are you doing in Allentown? You go to the Brass Rail?
No, I'm actually not doing anything because I don't know anybody and nobody knows me.
Uh huh.
I want to see what's good first before I start doing anything over there.
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to. I probably shouldn't have moved there because I don't even know.
Well, I don't know what there even is to do.
Right.
I mean, what do you think is going to happen with you, Mike?
I'm thinking like maybe I can trigger something. Like if I move there, I'll kind of end up like you because like you are my god.
That's not really the plan. I don't think that's a smart. That's not how it's going to go, necessarily. Yeah. Uh-huh. That ain't the recipe. You know, one of the keys to my success was getting out. No offense to the wonderful people of Allentown, but, you know. Listen, the one positive thing about Allentown, if you really want to be in this business here, you're real close to the city of New York, which is, as you know, an entertainment hub.
So what are you saying? I should go out there and do my...
Well, I mean, you can live affordably in Allentown, and then if you want to do... I don't know what you want to do. You want to do comedy?
I don't know if I'm good enough. I think... I don't know. I would love to do comedy if I could think of stuff.
Well, maybe you don't have the ideas. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm lost, man. All together.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20. You got plenty of time to figure it out. Just keep fucking around, taking jobs, getting work done, having fun, meeting people, be yourself... And you'll figure it out. You're only 20 years old. You got nothing to worry about.
Okay. That sounds good.
I don't think Allentown's going to be the answer to anybody's problems or questions, but you can jump into New York and explore that city. It's full of diversity and culture and stuff to do. And then you don't have to live there because you can then get on the Bieber bus and head on back to A-Town.
Well, the real reason I'm in Allentown because my uncle lives there and he's letting me live there for super cheap. Like you said, it's cheap living.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but I got to ask you, Tim.
What's up?
How much you're worth? Tell me.
I am worth $250 million.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? That number just came out, folks.
Well, A-Town boy getting up there.
Yeah, man. I do love it. I love acquiring wealth. All right. Let's take another call. Thanks, Mike. Good luck. And while you're there, go get a cheesesteak at the Brass Rail on 24th Street and Lehigh. It's a dive, but it's a good time.
Hey, man. All right. I'll get it done. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, buddy. Tim D. I know it's not Tim Tuesdays, but we are taking a couple of Tim calls today.
I know. I was feeling like I should wait.
Wouldn't have killed you to wait.
I know, but I gotta know. I saw Declan last week. Thanks so much for doing that. It was a blast.
The Decker screening?
Yeah,
thanks.
It was great.
Thank you. Without giving too much away, what can you tell our audience? Was it? Did it satisfy you? Was it? Did it exceed your expectations?
It went so far above my expectations. I already love Decker so much, and it took it. The quality is so high. That's all I'll say. The quality it made my day.
All right, cool. So what do you got for me today?
I was wondering. I'm calling about Denny Dunbeck.
Denny Dunbeck, co-collaborator with Dr. Steve Brule.
Yes, it is the lore surrounding Denny Dunbeck. I don't know how many people know his last name, but he means a lot to me.
I love that last name.
I love, yeah, you came up with it?
I can't remember, maybe, probably.
Okay. We've only seen a few glimpses of him over the years. Is he going to be in season 4, even a second?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got a couple of nice little moments. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay, I'm very pumped for that. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Tim. Take care. Winston Broderick.
Hi.
Hey, Winston, where are you calling from?
England.
Can I get more specific from you?
Brighton.
I can hear the ocean.
Yeah.
I can hear every folks. This is an absolute office hours exclusive. I can hear the North Sea in the background. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, you can hear my computer fans.
Oh shoot. Oh, and yeah, like now it's sounding a little more. Now it's sounding a little more. I have a funny story about Brighton, but go ahead and talk to me about what you'd like to talk about today.
I'm not really sure what to say. Someone just persuaded me to call you, my friend.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. I'm glad to speak to somebody from the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Friends over there in the United Kingdom. And what are you doing in Brighton? Do you ever run into Nick Cave?
I do recognize that name. I don't know who that is.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I believe he lives in Brighton.
I'm Googling him as we speak.
Don't worry about it. Well, Winston, if you don't have much to say, I'm going to move on. But I do appreciate the call and appreciate the international support.
All right. Yeah, I enjoy your show.
Thank you so much, Winston. Take care. Be safe and be honest.
Okay.
Alex M.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
What's up, dude? What do you got for me?
I'm wondering if you're going to be doing any more tours with the 10-piece band.
You know, it's just going to be one of those case by case. Maybe sometime next year I'll take it out to the Northeast, to the Midwest. It's hard to get out there. I'll tell you, those shows, those music, the 10-piece band shows, they're hard to do. They're hard to put together. The tickets don't sell as well as some other things I do. For some reason, people don't want to see me with the guitar. They want to see me running around naked on stage, doing my goofs and spoofs. But I get it. It's cool. I just keep going. I keep doing what I do best, which is being myself.
Cool.
Thanks, Alex.
Well, I bought the album.
Thank you.
I love the album.
Thank you for the support. Yeah. Julian Morales. We got a couple more minutes here, then I got to run. It's time to end office hours in about three, four minutes. What's up?
What's up? All right, I'll keep this quick. Do you know any good lawyers?
I've got a good lawyer I've had for many years, an entertainment lawyer, but I don't know if I'm comfortable giving that information over the public airways. Yeah, is everything okay?
Yeah. I have this game show called Hollow Games with my co-host, Scott Stark, and we've been having this dispute over, he wants me to go to different states to film, right? No. To film like on location segments.
I can't help you with this. I'm not going to have any information that's going to be of helpful to you. I'm sorry. And I don't have the time.
No, okay.
But ask the audience here, if anyone here has advice for Julian or you want to post, can someone recommend a lawyer? Feel free to use this forum, this comment thread as a place to get information. It's a good group of people and you can trust them. They've got my back.
Perfect. I've got yours. So much,
thanks, Julian. We're winding things down here. Sorry, everybody, that I couldn't get to. We're going to try to be productive, and we're going to try to be, you know, online a lot this week. I got to keep pushing, everybody. Everyone's got to, you know, I don't want to push it too hard. We got Decker. We got a big week of shows out there in the southeast next week. I'm talking Birmingham, Atlanta, Charleston. Go to timheidecker.com/events for more information about where me and Neil Hamburg. I'm going to be doing stand-up there with the leather jacket and the green shirt. I'm not doing music. I'm not doing anything else. I'm doing the stand-up comedy. That was Ron Baldwin. He'd called in last week. You guys are familiar with him. Check out Decker at midnight. Check out, what's it called? Check it out. Following Decker. Can you believe that? Yes. And thank you so much, everybody. I will see you tomorrow. We'll be on the air tomorrow. Not sure when. We'll continue this dialogue. Be safe. Be angry. Be mournful. Be vengeful. But never be afraid. I've got you. I've got your back. You can always count on me.